State Senator Rick Jones was elected to the Michigan Senate in November 2010 to represent the residents of the 24th District, which includes Allegan, Berry, and Eaton counties. He received his bachelor's degree from MSU and executive leadership training from CMU. He has been trained. He's got FBI training, the U.S. Department of Treasury management training. And when it comes to law enforcement, he knows what's going on. Rick, good morning.
Good morning.
I talk about your law, your background in law enforcement because you have been immersed in legislation on medical marijuana. I can remember more than a year ago when we first talked about that, you thought that the law was too vague for the state and gave too much challenge, perhaps too much responsibility to local municipalities. Do you still believe that?
Absolutely. The law was purposely written very gray by a group that simply wanted to legalize marijuana. And that's nearly what has happened. It's very easy for anybody to go online, get an online doctor, and I'm told for about $200 you get your marijuana card. That is outrageous. There should be a doctor-patient relationship. And, you know, nobody really cares if somebody is truly in pain or a senior with cancer is getting marijuana. But very little of that is happening. What's really happening is some very young people with questionable pain go online and get their card.
Rick, why don't we just end all this, make some money on it for the state, and just legalize it?
Well, I think there's a lot of problems with legalizing marijuana. Once that gets into the schools, of course, the next step is, you know, this isn't very exciting, so now let's go try cocaine or methamphetamine or the new bath salt drug. And those are very dangerous, very deadly, and we certainly don't want to see people transitioning to something worse.
Well, talk about the bill that would call for medical marijuana to be put on a database.
Yeah, that was a bill by Senator Boer. We heard it in my committee yesterday, the Judiciary Committee. It passed through unanimously. It simply says that every marijuana cardholder, the police will be able to know who they are, whether they be stopped on the road or perhaps somebody reports, my neighbor's growing marijuana. And so instead of having the police, you know, have to perhaps go get a search warrant and knock down a door, they're going to have instantly know that John Smith, for example, is a medical marijuana holder or a medical marijuana caregiver.
What are your thoughts about the governor's plan for education for districts that have challenges focusing on the Detroit public schools, but also would be extending as an umbrella to other school districts that would get in trouble?
Well, we certainly need to do something. You know, the Detroit schools, the last thing I read is they graduate about 25% of their students. So they are a failing school district. There is absolutely no doubt. There's been a lot of problems. They've lost high numbers of students over the years, whether people being moved out or parents putting their children in another school. They have lost large numbers of students, and they haven't cut their costs appropriately. So now they're faced with, you know, millions and millions of dollars worth of debt, and they need to be definitely taken over and run appropriately and put back on a good footing for the children. That's what schools are for the children.
All right, Rick, hold on the line. Leanne from Grand Ledge wants to come on the radio and talk about medical marijuana. Leanne, how are you?
Hi, pretty good. I just wanted to say that I was opposed to the medical marijuana aspect of it. I don't know how I feel about the legalization, full legalization, but I don't like it being called medicine. It's going to cause cancer in people and heart disease. So I'm opposed to it on that basis.
All right. Thank you so much. Rick, what are your thoughts on that comment?
Well, I agree with her that it's questionable medicine. And, however, it was voted through, it was put on the ballot, and it's now a law we have to deal with. And it's a very difficult law to deal with because it's not something that the legislature passed can be easily changed. It's now constitutional because it was a ballot initiative. But we are going to deal with it. We dealt with it this week in judiciary. We're going to deal with it next week in judiciary. Bills are going to be taken up that a felon cannot distribute marijuana and that a dispensary cannot be within 1,000 feet of a school or a church where they have, also have schools for children and churches and rehab centers.
We recently had a legislator on the program who said, we have spent more time dealing with wild pigs than we did with the budget. Where are we on the wild swine, if you will, in the state of Michigan?
Well, I support the DNR. I think that they should be banned. We should not bring any more in. It's proven that they can't hold them. They escape. They get out of the wild. They can transfer all sorts of disease and parasites to our livestock. Our agriculture is very important to Michigan. They damage crops. They transfer disease, not just to pork, other pork-producing farms, but to dairy farms. So it's something, it's an invasive species, and I don't favor bringing any more into the state. The DNR has scheduled them to be banned in July. There are some legislators that don't agree and want to overturn the DNR ban. I'm not one of them. I think they're an invasive species.
All right, Michigan State Senator Rick Jones, thanks so much.
Okay.